There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight, we have a horrific tale about this janitor who works at this top-secret medical lab, where he witnesses human experimentations and biological weaponry that is being tested on the lower levels underground. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Blood soaked the floor of the entire hallway laid out in front of me. I looked at the bodies laying in pieces around me. How did I get here? I thought to myself. What's happening? Look at me, a voice said from behind me. I turned and saw a doctor in a lab coat, his face a frozen, expressionless mask in front of me. His eyes had a glint of concern in them. Are you okay? Are you hurt? What's going on? I asked, confused. He shook his head. That's a long story. I have time, I responded. Then a memory came to me. This is a mutated form of Ebola, the young woman said in front of me through her gas mask, holding the vial of clear liquid up with a gloved hand. I backed up instinctively. And just why the hell are you keeping it here? I asked, my heart racing. This is just a last resort, she said. In case the citizens ever try to rebel, we could release the virus and the federal government will go ahead and impose martial law. A dictatorship will form in the USA, and it will be run by the military, with every road blocked off and every citizen imprisoned in his house, only allowed to go out for work if we allow them. Well, I don't want to be anywhere near that crap, I said, angry and afraid. You should destroy it. If that gets out, it will spread like wildfire with a massive death rate. People would be bleeding out on the streets, waiting in lines for the hospital miles long as every vital service in every city shut down. It would be the end of our society. Who would do such a thing, just to keep power? I came back to the present moment. The doctor staring at me with his cold gray eyes, impassively looking through me. Ah, so I can see you're starting to remember, he said, the first traces of a smile forming on his face. So, it got out, I said flatly, unsurprised. Yes, yes, sadly it did, he said. But the good news is, you have a genetic mutation. You're not even infected, except for the memory loss. The memory loss occurs in many of the immune subjects. As a result of the massive release of cytokines upon first exposure, it is transient and quickly fades. The memory loss, I said, still feeling unsure. There was too much going on, it felt like, and I only had one tiny piece of what I needed. And then it all came flooding back to me. No, no memory loss, I said, grinning. I remember everything. And so I did. That morning had started like any other. I drank a cup of coffee, ate breakfast, smoked a cigarette, and got in my car to go to work. I was just a janitor at a medical research facility. It was a black ops site, requiring high security clearance. So I was paid significantly more than any normal janitor. But this wasn't exactly what I wanted to do with my life. It wasn't my plan when I joined the army to end up mopping hallways and cleaning up vomit for a living. On the way to work, I saw a homeless man with crazy-looking hair sticking up all over his head on the city street outside our facility. He held up a cardboard sign and across it, scrawled in black permanent marker, he had written, "The end is near. Have you made peace yet?" Frickin' crazy a-hole, I said to myself. He appeared to be talking to himself incessantly, a worn brown long coat covering his thin, shaky frame. I kept driving, coming to the security gate and flashing my ID card. As I walked into the building, I realized the halls were totally empty. Where was everyone? Normally doctors, nurses, scientists, patients, and family members crowded the hallways, and I had a hard time pushing through. This was one of the few places that accepted poor people from the surrounding area for medical research trials. They had experimental cancer treatments that they gave low-income patients for free, as long as they signed an NDA and agreed to be subjected to medical testing whenever necessary. But there were far darker things in this building than that. The bottom floors also tested out new mutations in biological weapons agents, as well as certain experimental chemical weapons, mostly on prisoners or homeless people or others that no one would notice were missing. Anthony, someone said from behind me. I turned to notice a beautiful red-headed young female doctor standing there. One I had talked to only a few times before, named Dr. Krautzman. Hi, Dr. Krautzman, I said happily, sipping on my coffee. Where is everyone today? Today is a special day, she said cryptically. We are testing out a new agent. No one is allowed in that is not necessary for the hospital's functioning or for the rest of the test we are carrying out. It is rated Category 5, so you know the drill. I did. Category 5 referred to the most dangerous bioweapons agents in the world. Smallpox, mutated forms of rabies that could spread through the air. Bioengineered flu strains that caused bleeding from every orifice in most subjects. And other things even worse than the government liked to keep concealed from everyday citizens. I felt suddenly anxious. I didn't like being around that stuff at all. The happiness I had felt as I drove in on this sunny summer morning drained out of me. Frowning at her, I nodded slowly. Anyways, I'm sorry to say that this isn't purely a social call, Dr. Krautzman said to me, the corners of her lips turning into the faintest traces of a smile. The other doctors and I involved in Agent Callie, which is a classified name for the subject, wanted to know if you could give us some extra help today. Securing the patients and all that. Some of them are bad people, Anthony, taken from the Islamic State or from a supermax federal prisons across the country.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We need as many hands on deck as we can get. Is there a bonus involved? I asked, looking directly into her eyes. Her smile widened. Yes, yes. We will add $500 to your paycheck for 8 hours of work, on top of your usual hourly wage. An extra $500 for a single day's work. Will you help out or not? I thought about it for a fraction of a second. I really needed the extra money. My daughter was just told she needed braces, and I didn't have the thousands of dollars required for the trips to the orthodontist. I signed. Sure, $500, you got a deal, I said, shaking her hand. I followed her to the lowest floor of the building, 5 stories underneath the ground floor. We took an elevator, required a special key and an optical scanner. I had clearance to go down there any time that I wanted to clean, but I tried to spend as little time down there as I could. The place was, in a word, creepy. On each side of the wall, cell after cell lay, each with an individual in it. Some had a Middle Eastern look with long beards. Others were Mexican or Central American with tattoos covering every inch of their body, even their faces. And a few looked like just regular working-class white guys with blank smiles and eyes that stared off far in the distance. Those are probably the serial killers, I thought to myself, resisting the sudden obscured urge to begin laughing. As all the eyes followed me and Dr. Krautzman down the hall, I felt my armpits grow sweaty, my forehead being covered in a slight sheen as my heart beat too fast in my chest. I hated being down here. Why did I need to do things like this to make extra money? The hall ended in a large laboratory the size of 30 or 40 of the cells across. Dozens of scientists and doctors in white lab coats were finishing the final preparations for the experiment, double-checking the labels on each vial, writing a few last words into the computers, preparing the gas masks and biohazard suits we would all wear that was necessary for any Category 5 agent trials. Within a few minutes, the final preparations were complete, and we were all in our gas masks and biohazard suits. Only the prisoners in the cells were still unprotected. Everyone gathered around the tall doctor in the middle of the room, looking like a SWAT officer with his gas mask and black plastic covering. I recognized him as someone I had seen around but never talked to. His name was Dr. Vierzo, and he had a loud, booming voice and a natural leadership quality that allowed him to quickly take over any situation. He was also the head doctor on Category 5 bioweapons agents, responsible for containment, human experimentation, and all other phases of learning about the containing such deadly substances. "First, let me say how proud I am of all of you," he said, looking around the room slowly. "A few years ago, when we started this project, the idea of aerosolizing the mutating this amazing virus was just a pipe dream. But with all of your hard work, dedication, and commitment, we have made the impossible possible. We have come out ahead of schedule and ahead of budget, and now have a working candidate for Agent Cali." "The agent will be released in 30 seconds, the doctor said, looking at the watch on his wrist covered under a layer of clear plastic sleeving, his voice muffled and distant sounding through the mask. He pointed at the vents that led from the containment room at the right side of the laboratory to each of the cells on the floor. "It is airborne and will be released via ventilation shaft to each of the prisoners. When that happens, we will begin to open the doors and let them interact. We will take refuge in the auxiliary containment room." He pointed to the laboratory to the left side where another room with bulletproof glass and oxygen tanks stood, and examine the subjects for any psychological or physical symptoms. "We will keep video footage and take notes of all the reactions, including the exact time and which subject they happen to. You will notice on the cameras that each of the subjects has a large number sewn in the front and back of their uniform. That will be how you will mark down each subject in the notes. Does anyone have any questions?" No one did. Okay, then let's go," he said, ushering the crowd into the auxiliary containment room. A buzzing sound went off behind us in the main containment room on the other side of the laboratory. "The agent has been released. You now have 60 seconds to get into the room and lock the door before the subjects is released from their cells. In case of danger, the auxiliary containment room has tranquilizer guns as well as semi-automatic assault rifles with extra preloaded magazines along the back wall. Remember that information. It could save your life." As soon as we were all safely in the containment room and the door was locked behind us, a second buzzer went off. With a slamming sound, all the doors of the cells opened and out stepped the subjects. Terrorists, rapists, murderers, serial killers, and gang members. All of them were men. A row of cameras showed every possible angle of every part of the laboratory, halls, and cells in extremely high resolution. Countless computers recording every second of action and making copies of this vital trial. Dr. Krautzman grabbed my arm and took me to the side of the auxiliary containment room far away from the crowd, holding up a vial. "This is the mutated form of Ebola," She began sane, and the memory ended. I came back to the present moment, standing in the hallway with blood and bodies all around me. Both the doctor and I had taken off our biohazard suits and gas masks. We both had the mutation, and each of us knew it. We couldn't be infected. Only 5% of the population had the mutation that made them immune to Agent Cali. And he specifically chose me to come down and join the experiment after looking through the mutations in my DNA. I didn't even realize they had taken and sequenced my DNA when I started working here.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
But in the process of being hired, they took my fingerprints and saliva samples, and had apparently done more with the latter than I even realized. "Did you follow all the rules?" Dr. Fisario asked. "You know I did," I said. "Why do you think we're the only two still alive?" "Okay, but do you remember the rules?" he said, smirking slightly. The sudden rush of so many memories had made me feel lightheaded and disassociated. I tried to think back, frowning, and then more memories came flooding back, some I didn't even realize I had forgotten. Rule number one, Dr. Fisario said to all of us, speaking as loudly as he could to counteract the muffling effect of the gas mask. No one gets in or out. Anyone who tries to leave this place must be shot on sight. If this virus gets out, it will have a 90% death rate and kill billions of people. There will be no way to close Pandora's box once it is opened. Rule number two. If the buzzer goes off, grab a rifle. Open the auxiliary room containment door with that button. He pointed to a large red button next to the door, and shoot anyone that approaches. Rule number three. If the lights start flashing, close your eyes and keep them closed while you count to 100. Agent Cali is known to cause psychic powers in certain individuals, but they could only harm you or take control of your body if your eyes are open. The psychic powers are fleeting and can be detected beforehand. We have added such detectors throughout every square inch of this floor. These psychic powers never last more than 100 seconds. He finished speaking, putting his arms down. The silence felt deafening. I noticed there was no rules about taking off our biohazard suits or gas masks. I didn't realize it then, but they offered absolutely no protection against Agent Cali. Everyone in both the auxiliary containment room and all the cells had already been exposed. The virus was so small that it was able to slip underneath the microscopic cracks of the door in the containment rooms, and even slip through the gas masks or get underneath the biohazard suits and be absorbed through the skin. The speed at which the virus began working on the subjects was astounding. Within 60 seconds after leaving their cells, some of them were crying blood, their eyes covered in a layer of crimson tears. Others began bleeding out in every orifice, throwing up blood across the floors of the hallway while more flowed out of their eyes and ears. These most susceptible people quickly dropped, perhaps 50% of the subjects, and within minutes of watching the cameras, bodies littered the entire place. But those who only cried blood were the most interesting of all. One of them, a huge blonde serial killer with number 22 on his shirt, looked at a Mexican man across the hall with the number 37 on his shirt. Within seconds, the Mexican man flew up into the ceiling, as if being pulled by invisible hands. His neck snapped as he hit the metal top of the hallway. Then he fell to the floor, limp as a ragdoll, his bleeding eyes staring blankly up as he died. The lights began flashing, and the doctor said, "Here it comes! It's starting! Prepare yourselves!" I felt anything but prepared. I closed my eyes and listened. Outside, I heard terrible shrieks, bodies flying around as they hit the walls and ceilings. The computers and medical equipment of the main laboratory began flying every way, as if a poltergeist had possessed the entire level. Focusing on my breathing and trying to calm my racing heart, I slowly counted to 100. I definitely didn't want to risk counting too fast and open my eyes, only to find it had only been 95 seconds instead of 100. And that now I was going to die from some bizarre psychic phenomenon of a poorly understood bioengineered virus. I opened my eyes and saw that most of the prisoners were dead. Some of them were in pieces, as if ripped apart by ropes or chains. Legs and arms littered each side of the laboratory floor. The door to the auxiliary containment room started to issue an alarm, then slowly swung open.
"Who the hell is opening the door?"
a panicked voice cried from next to me. I couldn't see anyone near the red button, but as if done by a ghost, I saw it begin to press inwards. As it went all the way in, the door flew open, and outside the room stood a wall of a dozen men, formed in a semicircle with all crying bloody eyes.
"Grab the guns,"
Dr. Fisario said. People began frantically running towards the tranquilizer guns and assault rifles on the back wall. Just then, the buzzer began frantically sounding as each of the men stepped forward in unison. At the same time, the lights began to flicker.
"What the hell do I do now?"
I thought to myself, too petrified to speak. Did I close my eyes since the lights were flashing, or did I shoot anyone that came towards the containment room? How was I supposed to shoot with my eyes closed? I stepped in front of the crowd, closing my eyes and began rapidly shooting towards the front door with an AR-15 I held in my arms. I had no idea whether I was hitting anything, but I heard a few bullets connect with meaty thuds. The roaring of the gunshots made my ears ring, and I heard countless screams from all around me. I tried to block it all out and find some center of peace inside during the mayhem. I slowly counted to 100 as I kept firing, and to my surprise, when I reached 100 and opened my eyes, I was still alive. I couldn't say the same for most of the staff in the auxiliary containment room. Many of them had been ripped to shreds. Pieces of skin and muscle littered the walls and tables.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Gore completely covering the screens of the security camera feeds. Looking around, I saw only Dr. Krutzman, Dr. Fisario, and myself still standing. The dozens of other staff members, doctors, scientists, all died while I had my eyes closed. Then, in a moment of total horror, I heard the elevator doors open down the hall. I sprinted blindly, changing the detachable magazine with a fresh one as I went, almost slipping on the trails of blood and body pieces everywhere, but made it just as the elevator doors started to close. I started shooting as fast as I could, and his head exploded just as the doors closed. I sighed in relief, hitting the button to stop the elevator from ascending, where it would bring horrors unimaginable to the world above. Then, like a tidal wave, a total feeling of amnesia and memory loss overtook me. I found myself standing there, trying to remember what I was doing or who I was, but nothing came to me. I came back to the present, where Dr. Fisario and I stood looking at each other. "What happened to Dr. Krautzman?" I asked, and he shook his head sadly. "She didn't end up having the mutation. She bled out a few minutes ago." Just then, the elevator door pinged, and a man stepped out, crazy hair all over his head. His worn brown long coat showed holes all over. He looked past me, staring with hatred at Dr. Fisario, and took a handgun out of his inner coat pocket, shooting the doctor in the head before I could respond. Remembering rule number one, I raised my rifle towards him. He put his hands up. "You don't have to do that," he said. "Look, Dr. Fisario was a sick and sadistic man. He had to die." The man pulled out a wallet from his pocket, showing me a CIA badge. He didn't have clearance to begin human experimentation with Agent Cali. "Now we have to destroy this entire building, and we both need to get out of here." Aren't you going to get sick, though? I asked, unsure. I wondered whether I should shoot him, whether this was some sort of trick. No, no, like you, I have the mutation, but we have to go now. The CIA is going to blow up this building in 15 minutes. We'll just say it was a gas leak or something. That's not my department to make up cover stories. But you are innocent in all this. So come with me. Let's get the hell out of this place. And I did. We ascended up the elevator and there was a black Ford Taurus waiting for us outside, which took us far away from that den of horrors. They had me sign an NDA, which said I would never tell anyone what I had witnessed during the experiment with Agent Callie. They said if I broke that NDA, I would go to federal prison for the rest of my life. But they also paid me $500,000 to keep my mouth shut. The carrot and the stick, I guess. But I wasn't complaining. Now I don't have to worry about money again for a long time.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.